just before, are the kids going out now? Get out. Only standing for so long, can't you? Normally they can't wait to go, can they? Just as we prepare to listen to what I've got to share with you this morning, I just felt that maybe we should just spend a little bit more time just in the presence of God. You know, here and at any church that we go to, really, we're looking for an encounter with God, and that means we want to know when we go home that God has been part of what we've done this morning, that He's spoken to our hearts, that He's revealed something new to us, that maybe He's challenged us, maybe He's encouraged us, but we need to have those encounters with God because they encourage us on our way. And I just felt that as we were coming to the end of worship, we just needed to spend a couple of moments, just quietly, nobody needs to do anything. We just need to sit in the presence of God and let Him be God. Let's just do that for a moment or two. That you're with us this morning. We thank you that your heart is towards each of us. And you just want to minister, you want to speak into our hearts and into our lives. And the stuff that you know about, but nobody else does, we pray that you'll begin to encourage us in a way out. Amen. Well, we sang some really deep songs this morning. One of them was, all your promises are yes and amen. Do you believe that? See, what we've got to do is move from just hearing what the Word of God is saying to actually living in it. And we know that God has given us many, many promises, but very often we somehow disengage ourselves from the reality of that, or we think it's for somebody else and not for me. And this morning I want to encourage you to begin to believe that God actually, His promises are for you. And the things He's saying in His Word are actually for you. They're to make your life completely different. They're to transform who you are. They're to deal with the issues in life. But we've got to trust Him. We've got to put our faith in Him. And the title of what I want to talk about this morning is Do Not Worry. Do you worry? Don't. We'll talk around that topic for a few moments. We do live in a world which can encourage us to worry. It's very complex and it's bringing increasing stress in our lives. It seems that technology, rather than freeing us from tasks, has made it more complicated to live in the world in which we do. I remember when I was at school in the 70s, and I don't know how many years ago that was, but it was a long time ago, we just discovered oil off the coast, and the news coming through in our lessons was that by the year 2000 and onwards, we wouldn't have to do very much because of all this money that was coming to us, we would be working part-time and most of our time would be leisure time. And we're still waiting for that, aren't we? Because we seem to be doing more now than we've ever done, even with the technology we have. We can't switch off. We go home and you're getting your emails, you're getting your text. It's almost as though we haven't got a break away from anything. It puts us under pressure. The access to all the media that we have makes us aware of what is going on around the world. And sometimes that's really hard to deal with. We know all this stuff is going on, but what can I do? And we can worry about what's happening in the world and what's coming to us. When people think about coming to church, those that are non-church, those maybe who have not experienced what we have in the revelation of God to our heart, they think that coming to church, there's a list of do nots. You can't do that. You can't do that. There's an impression that God is trying to restrict what we do, to take the fun out of life and leave us, of most men, most miserable. We don't experience that, but we have had that revelation of the truth of God into our hearts. There's a time when Jesus was amongst us, and if you ever read through the early chapters of Matthew, we come across what is called the Sermon on the Mount, where God through Jesus is just explaining the kingdom of God. He's explaining all the concepts of it, what it's about, and it's an awesome section of the New Testament. It's where we find the Lord's Prayer. He was teaching his disciples how to pray, their relationship with God as Father, their provision for every day, and asking for the kingdom of heaven to be revealed to them and through them. That we would see the kingdom of heaven on earth. That as Jesus lived, as the disciples lived, they showed the people something different about who God really was. Jesus reminded them that it's very difficult to serve God and seek after wealth and the values of this world. What we place our energies into impacts this life and the next. And it's not just money. Money is a massive thing in our economy. But anything that takes our attention away from God makes it difficult to serve Him, because we are distracted. We're putting our energies, we're putting our thoughts into other areas of life. Now, just as Jesus said that it was difficult for those with wealth, there's nothing wrong with money, but it's when we focus our attention on wealth, it's such a big distraction that we move away from thinking about the kingdom of God. And it's interesting that for those cultures that are wealthy, such as ours, all the cultures in the West, God is becoming less and less and less of a focus in our moral compass. But if you go to those countries where there isn't any money, they're placing all their hope and trust in God, because they've got nowhere else to trust. They've got nothing to put their trust in. And so we've got to be careful in the way that we think and behave and where we put our thoughts and our hopes, that if we put it on money and wealth and just having a great time, we lose our focus about serving God. We know from our own experiences here through the debt center that finances are a massive source of stress and worry, often driving people to contemplate taking their own lives and on occasion doing so. I'm sure we all know what it's like to have no money. It's hard. You can't pay the bills. You've not got enough money to feed yourself or the kids. It's a tough place to be. And this can drive us into spending all our energies focusing on money. This is where Jesus begins to break down the culture of the time that he was living in. It certainly breaks down our culture here in terms of what we're focusing our attention on. And this is what he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Sounds great, that, doesn't it? Don't worry. Don't worry. But somehow, we do. Some of us are more of worriers than others. Some of us get more anxious than others, but I'm sure we all experience that worry that life very often can bring. And here's Jesus saying, don't worry. And you kind of go, yeah, but I need something. I'm worried. And Jesus is going, but don't worry. Don't. Do not worry. See, he says, therefore, do not worry. He says, so he's been talking about the kingdom of heaven and explaining what it is, explaining the provision of God, explaining that God is really interested in each of us. He wants to bring provision to us. Therefore, when we understand who God is, Don't worry. Because our God is our provider. He is bigger than any situation that we find ourselves in. But when you're under pressure, it's hard to contemplate or think about a different way of dealing with stuff. It's hard not to worry about everything, yet Jesus has given us this instruction not to worry. Not to worry about the everyday provision for life. So how is this possible? If his promises are yes and amen, if what Jesus is promising us is true, then how do we take that leap into really believing what God is saying? Everything with God is about relationship. It's based on his love for us. He loved us before we even loved him. He loved us before we even thought about him. He loved us even when we denied him. He loved us. Christ died because he loved us. He died to heal this relationship with God, so we have access to God and God has access to us, all because he loved us and gave us this amazing gift of salvation. Excuse me. It's about relationship. He loved us so much he sent his son to die for us that we might have this everlasting life, that we might live in a different place, that we might have him transforming us. We might have him changing our circumstances, that we might have him reshaping our future. It's about relationship. Jesus commanded his disciples to love one another. It's about relationship. Just as he had loved them, they were to love one another. A demonstration of the kingdom of heaven, to prefer, to forgive, to give, to encourage. That is what is loving one another. It's about our relationship with each other. And we all often say, don't we, that our relationship with God actually empowers us to love those around us. It opens our eyes to the needs of others so that we can bring provision. It's not just about ourselves. Very often, if you're a worrier, you're worrying about yourself. Your focus is yourself. And Jesus said, it's not about that. It's about others. Our relationship with God opens up our pathway to love other people. God's promise is that he will bring our daily provision. Don't worry about tomorrow, what you'll eat, what you'll wear, what you'll drink. For some of us, we don't need to worry about that because it's all coming to us anyway. But if we think about the time that Jesus was talking to the people on the mount as he was speaking, they would have been worried about what was coming tomorrow. They would have been worried about those kind of things because they didn't have the economy that we have today. And so it would have been quite a challenge for them. Don't worry what you're going to wear. Don't worry what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink. God will bring provision. Interestingly, the relationship that God wants with us is our Father who art, who lives in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give me today my daily bread. That's what Jesus was saying. Don't worry what God's going to do. He'll give you what you need for today. I don't know about you, but as I was growing up, I got into all kinds of scrapes, as you do. Used to break quite a lot of things, as little boys do. Footballs through windows, all that kind of stuff. Used to get into all kinds of situations. But my dad, when he got involved, he kind of go, it's all right now. I knew he would sort it out. I had total trust in him, and he took all the worry out of the moment. We can worry about what's happening, but when we have a relationship with somebody who can bring us all that we need, it takes the worry out of that situation. And that's the kind of relationship that God is looking for with us, where we can just go to him and be honest with him and allow him to take the worry out of the moment. God asks us to be childlike in our faith. Just as I put my trust in my dad without hesitation, we can trust God in everything. Sometimes we think it's our responsibility to sort stuff out, but you don't worry about it. Give the worry to him. Often we give him our worry and then we take it back because we're not sure that he's going to deal with it, but he does. He wants to bring peace into our heart. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Philippians, gave us a process that we can adopt when we are going through everyday life. And it's found in Philippians 4. It says, do not be anxious about anything. Okay, so that's anything. I think that covers most circumstances. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, that's asking, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We can have such a relationship with God where we can go to him because he answers our prayers. His promises are yes and amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. In other words, we can be going through some really tough stuff. But inside, there's peace because we know God is with us. We know God will provide. We know God will take us through it. And if we can rest in that, we get this peace of God that passes understanding. In other words, we don't understand where this peace is coming from, but it's because God is in the situation and we're letting him be God. We all have things in our lives that will cause anxiety. It's just life. And anxiety is an emotional response to circumstances that we face, sometimes because we can't see a solution, we can't see a way through, and we can become overwhelmed with the stuff of life because we are living in it, and it's part of our care and concern in life. Life throws all kinds of things at us, and it's easy to become overwhelmed with that. We need to get a new perspective of God's provision, and that's why we need these encounters with God. It's all right me talking about this, but what we need is something from God to actually open our spiritual eyes so that we can see that his promises are yes and amen. Jesus said, what does it add to your lives about worrying about what you will eat, drink, or wear? Does it add an hour to your life? No, it doesn't. Probably takes an hour off your life, but worrying about stuff doesn't add anything to it. And we do go through things, don't we? And sometimes you go through stuff and then a week later you think, why did I worry about that? I'm still here. I'm still alive. God's still speaking to me. God's still blessing me. Why did I worry about that? See, if we intentionally include God in every situation, both good and bad, we tend to include God in all the bad stuff, but you know, share the good stuff with God as well. If we include him in every area of our lives, we have an internal peace that is supernatural and dispenses anxiety and brings a peace that is beyond our natural understanding. God imparts something supernatural into our hearts and into our lives that dispenses fear, dispenses worry, and just gives us this peace in our heart. This guards our heart and mind and protects us from natural anxiety. So whatever your worry this morning, Jesus says, don't worry. Whatever your thought processes are, include God in it. Allow him to bring a peace into your life that you can't really understand why you've got it, but it's there. It's one of the miraculous acts of God, I believe, in this world of worry and stress. The instructions by Jesus, do not, may be reread this way. Because you trust in God, the Father who created the heavens and the earth, there's no need to worry. or be anxious about the things of life. He will provide each day what you need physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And let the peace of God invade your heart in every situation. Don't worry about the things of this life. We're also talking, aren't we, on Thursday evenings about eternity and about heaven. That thing that we all face called death, where we leave this life. And we absolutely believe that we go to heaven. If you want to find out more about that, come on Thursday. But we're talking about this place. So it takes the worry and the fear out of death. We don't need to fear about death. We don't need to worry about it because God has promised loads of stuff about heaven. That's what we're talking about. But we just need to know that he's prepared a place for us, that he will be with us and we will be with him. It's all sorted. We don't need to worry. So I don't know where you are on the worry scale this morning, what you're worrying about, what you're concerned about. But Jesus said, don't worry about it. Let God invade your heart and bring a peace that only he can bring. Sometimes we've got to do things. We can cause our own worries because we don't do the right thing. Well, that's where we need the wisdom of God. We need the motivation of God to do the right thing. But Jesus is saying, don't worry about it. I'm with you. I'm not going to leave you alone. That's one of his promises. He wants to share his life with us so that we experience this life, this new life, this life that's shaken together, pressed down and runs over because we are so full of God. It takes away the worry. All his promises are yes and amen. We've got to have that relationship with him where we trust him absolutely in everything we do. Just include him and let his peace reign in your heart. Thank you for listening to me this morning.